Agatha Raisin and the Haunted House by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Agatha had not considered black de rigueur for a funeral, but decided it was necessary for housebreaking. The evening was warm and humid, but she did not have a black blouse and settled for a thin black sweater worn with black trousers and flat black shoes. Paul was to call for her at 2 o'clock. Just before he came, she decided that she might as well play the part properly, and putting her hand up the living room chimney, she collected a handful of soot and blackened her face. Paul, calling for her at exactly 2 o'clock, reeled back when he saw her and said faintly, "Trick or treat?" "It's no use us wearing black with our faces shining white," said Agatha defiantly. "Oh, go and wash it off. If anyone should be up and sees you in the car looking like that, they'll be gossiping about it in the morning all over Carsley." But after Agatha had scrubbed off the soot and put on makeup and they were driving through Carsley, Mrs. Davenport looked down from her bedroom window and saw them. Her lips tightened in disapproval. Mr. Chatterton's wife should know what he was up to with that harpy. They probably thought they were avoiding gossip by driving off to some hotel for their assignation. But the wife was in Madrid. "I wonder if Mrs. Bloxby has Mrs. Chatterton's home address," mused Mrs. Davenport.